This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is the big one. You could see what China did. You could see what other countries started doing. That meant that the globalists were going to absolutely promote this like it was the end of the world. Well, Trump, I think, had a good response saying, don't panic, but the media's absolute out-of-control behavior itself is a hoax. Well, now the models are at millions and millions dying. There's a new computer model out. It shows 2+ dead million people by July. But again, these are just models, other Lancet models, you know, show 15% death rates, not 2%. This is not like the flu. If it's anywhere near 1%, the flu doesn't really even kill in most models 0.1%. It might kill 1% of people that are over 80 or who already have pre-existing conditions. Yes. Regardless, this is a huge seismic event taking place Friday, March 6th, 2020, 241 days out from the historic election. We have several huge guests on today. Mike Adams will be on in 30 minutes with the latest models on the death rate that we'll see in the United States. And then Professor Anthony Hall is going to be joining us from the UK. He's very prolific in his big papers on this. And I've gotten some of the widest traction and circulation with the scientific evidence out there. So we're going to be laying all of that out for you as well. In the third hour, I'm going to open the phones up and take as many calls as we can. There's so much other news also unfolding. We've got people like Joe Biden, emblematic of the decay of the Democratic Party, who now can't remember what God is. He goes, you know, that thing. And now he can't remember Obama's name. He says, you know, the guy before, the last guy. So he is in dementia. He is demented. He says demented things. That's where the word dementia comes from, meaning demented. Because it's sad. Even very moral, loving, good old people sometimes become very nasty and because the lower brain kind of takes over. Well, Joe Biden's always been a real nasty person, going all the way back to Corn Pop. And so it's going to be quite the, this is spectacular. It's been said that truth is stranger than fiction. Well, you're getting a front row seat to the, ever seen like an old vampire movies, the allegory of the sun hits the vampire and they turn into dust right in front of you, or the Skeksis, the Dark Crystal. That's what this is like. We're watching a slow motion, well, not even slow motion now, daily degeneration. And what we're 4 months out or so from the DNC event. What a freak show. What a clown car overloaded, or 100 clowns trying to get in a phone booth. This is going to be crazy because these people are disconnected from reality and they can't help but just keep pushing their power as everything slips their fingers. So that's coming up. I'm going to hit coronavirus first in the big developments when we come back. All hell's breaking loose. Four shelves across the country are selling out. Ammo selling out. Storable food sold out for everybody else 5 weeks ago. We've got the food. Just have to package it and get it out. It's just an insane time to be alive. It's all coming up today. But there's the model. There's the model right there that we're going to be getting to. Pandemic projection shows 2.16 million deaths in USA by July 4th. the articles at newswars.com and infowars.com. And the man that did the study and the analysis will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. You may know him. His name is Mike Adams. I'm Alex Jones. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I would encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We were not supposed to be on air by now. We were supposed to be taken off the air. Donald Trump was supposed to be removed from office already. And now you've got Chuckie Schumer openly threatening members of the Supreme Court saying, we're going to get you. And we know when he says that, he comes after you with illegal spy networks, both corporate and private and governmental. And they launch clandestine operations against the people of the United States. What an incredible time to be alive. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, March 6, 2020 transmission with only 241 days left until the election. Mike Adams has put together a big report with a computer model. Pandemic projection model shows 2.16 million deaths in the USA by July 4th. He joins us at the bottom of the hour. That full report with all the graphs and information, the mathematics, is up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I suggest you check it out. Other models and the numbers I got from my Pentagon sources are just off what is being said by Lancet and by CDC that they think it kills around 2% of people. But again, that's the 2% that are already at the hospital and that are already really sick. So I think it's much lower than that. But let's just, worst case scenario, say 2%. And they are thinking about half the public will be exposed to it. So that's 3+ million dead. Well, this model shows 2.16 million dead by July 4th. We also have Professor Anthony Hall joining us, Professor of Globalization Studies, University of Lethbridge in Canada, but where he is now Professor Emeritus. He's going to be joining us. He's got a lot to say. That's coming up. Let me just say this about the coronavirus. You can 100% now say that this is going to be a gigantic crisis and a huge fiasco, and that it's designed to bring down the world economy, and the whole thing stinks to high heaven, and we know the virus is man-made. And I pray that the virus is not very deadly, because I don't want people dying, and I've got children, and I especially don't want them dying, and I don't want this to be a big crisis and an emergency. Nobody does except the globalists, because they've said, we'll use pandemics and big outbreaks to make the world accept globalism. But it's globalization that has allowed all this to happen. We've got a big special report that has not even been posted to Band.video yet or NewsWars.com yet that we're going to be premiering start of the next hour. Coronavirus was reportedly going to be saving globalism, but instead it's going to be its undoing. If we're there exposing that. But see, instead, the whole globalist system is blaming Trump and the nation state and things like that. And we said, if they start blaming Trump, when they're the ones demanding borders stay open, and when they were the ones a month ago saying let Chinese flights fly in, when Trump took action and blocked the flights, then we know, again, they're scripting this whole thing, and they are. And if you look at the scripting, the president signed this emergency declaration today. That's what it is, not just emergency funding. It's an emergency declaration. There's already ones in place secretly. We told you about that on Monday. And within, I predict within about a week or two, it'll be a public national declaration, but it's already in place. Trump's quietly been doing a lot to deal with it, but on the other side, trying to play it down because he understands it's being used as an economic weapon. It is a balancing act. But if you look at the drones shouting at people and the public being sprayed on the streets of China and men running through office buildings, up people's desks, spraying them in the face with this toxic chemical that's reportedly killing insects and animals and making people sick, how many people gotten sick or died from that? So it's all obviously a huge hysteria-inducing panic by government to clamp down and get control because governments everywhere are becoming obsolete. This is the prime reason you're seeing the hysteria, in my view. If there was real mass death going on, and there is some of that happening, if they weren't in position to be ready to hype it up and take control of it, they would play it down. There have been many pandemics you never hear about. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows in small towns especially, people know each other like, why is there a funeral every hour right now? Why are three people dead on my block? Well, because there's been deadly pneumonia, SARS-like stuff that's hit my family. 6 years ago, three dead in 1 month. And I know I harp on that, ladies and gentlemen, but they were all the same ranch, three different houses, all got it, all dead. And I was there at the big hospital in Palestine. That's the name of the town. And near our ranch. And the doctors are like, yeah, there's a giant cover-up. So, again, if there's a real pandemic going on, they're very good at covering it up. So we know they're hyping it for maximum effect. But we know that there are piles of body bags and piles of dead bodies in Iran. We know all of that has come out. So this is very lethal. For the level of its spread and how fast it spread and the fact that it hasn't even really gotten its legs yet, it's a high death rate. 1%, 2%, that's still extremely high. Flu is less than 0.1%. Something that Trump said that was wrong was this is just like the flu, 2%. No, Mr. President, the flu doesn't kill 2% of people that get it. So Trump's being set up, that much we know is clear. But I think he's navigated it well so far, despite all the attacks. Job growth smashes expectations for February as unemployment falls back to 3.5%. But let's go to a key piece of video now that's posted at drudgereport.com. And people need to go watch this video because the way big globalist corporations and leftist companies like Costco and now socialist-run Italy was taken back from the nationalists are all trying to create the maximum fear. It's like Starbucks tried to cause a race war, remember, asking whites why they were evil people. This is what the left does, and they use their corporate power to create the hysteria and to create the precedent and to create social movements. Well, they want you right now to be scared. So the video's at drudgereport.com. Video, Costco customers sprayed with disinfectant at the door. And here's that footage. So people are coming into Costco, and a man is there spraying an unknown chemical out of a water bottle sprayer, like you spray your plants, and he's spraying them on the hands, and it's like it's hitting them in the chest. And they're not asking. They just walk up, you show your Costco card, and start spraying you. This is mass mind control. This is mob psychology. The virus has been proven to be airborne and has been proven that its main transmission point is through the nose, through the mouth and the lungs, and into the eyes. So goggles and masks that are sealed are the way to go if you really want to take care of yourself. But I knew something was big, again, 5 weeks ago when I tried to buy a mask, and they were all sold out. And then I noticed, oh, we sell those masks. And I looked, and there they were, and I said, leave them at this regular discounted price. They sold out within about 2 days, the ones we had. And I've got some masks and things at home, but the biggest thing everybody needs to do is boost their immune system. You can have storable food, and that's great. You can have a bunch of toilet paper, that's wonderful. But what you really need is to boost your immune system. And I will just point out that elderberry is so available everywhere and so low price that, you know, it's easy to get. Everybody should just get it. And remember, I was saying you need to get to the store about 3 weeks ago. They're going to buy up the store shelves. That's starting to happen of key staples. You need elderberry. We don't sell it. It's everywhere. You can get it. But DNA Force Plus is back in stock with the PQQ and the CoQ10. Totally boost your immune system. That's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And that ships out every day. That's not on a waiting list like the food. Well, it's not a waiting list. We have the food, but there's like 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. But everything else is delivered within just a few days at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life.
I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more.
When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Mike Adams has got the latest breakdown. Pandemic projection model shows 2.16 million deaths in U.S. by July 4th. Ammunition sales soar in response to coronavirus pandemic. Video on DrudgeReport.com. Costco customers sprayed with disinfectant at the door. Journalists shocked at lack of coronavirus checks after returning to U.S. from Italy. Already, major cities across the United States are suddenly reporting giant spikes in crime. I've got the numbers right here out of Fox, New York, and others. What's happening? And how bad is it going to get? How crazy is this attempt to destabilize civilization going to get? I said it for the last few months. I said, will it be an economic collapse? Will they use a war or a bioweapon to create the hysteria to kill the economy? And here it is, and it's pointed at Trump again. And we can sit there and say, is he doing the right thing? Is he getting people ready? Do they have the testing kits? What's happening? That's all armchair quarterbacking, ladies and gentlemen. It was Obama allowed China to buy this virus. That's why we're on air to put out the narrative of all the points. And then let you decide what you think's going on. So I'll have a guest on that doesn't think it's a big deal. I'll have one on that thinks it's really bad. Because they're all people I respect who have different perspectives. People get really confused when they're listeners. They go, wait a minute. You'll have one guest on saying one thing, another saying another thing. I'm going to say what I believe. And that shifts as we learn more, but it's always basically, you know, the same approximation. That if I get information that proves me wrong, I'll admit it. But you know, most of the time, we are proven right. Because we're expert guests, amazing research, people with integrity, amazing callers who bring in all sorts of angles. And most of the time, we come to the right decision. And all the studies show that. That the local rule, local human decisions, average people, the knowledge of the crowd, are way more accurate than establishment proclamations. I was on the street 4 years ago. I could tell you that Trump was going to win despite their fraud. And he did. Because that's where the real intel is on the street. I'm out there in the streets, and so are you. You're the real people. We're the real people. We don't want to be in the elitist ivory towers preening each other about how powerful we are and how smart we are. It's disgusting. Let me shift gears to another big subject that ties into all this right now. I remember growing up, and there would be people here visiting from France or visiting from Germany or visiting from England to our church or to our school. Or there are people from New York visiting. And they'd see big, huge buildings and jet airplanes and golf courses and swimming pools and jet boats. They're like, we thought everybody rode horses to work. Well, we thought Texas was a desert. Well, half of it is. It's a gigantic state. Half of it's plains and forest and swamps. It's basically almost everything you can imagine. But in that is where the globalists operate. Ignorance. Remember Gruber? He said, thank God the public doesn't have a memory. He's the guy that wrote Obamacare. He said it's going to triple prices. But thank God the public's so stupid and doesn't have the memory of a goldfish, which we literally have one lower than them on average now. So everything's so fractured, people just go on. That's why Brian Williams can say he was shot down in a helicopter and none of it was true. And he's back on air saying it again, basically. Because his constituency of viewers are in a trance. those of us that have memories, it's just, it's like you're a superhero compared to the general public. And I'm not a superhero. You're not a superhero. We're just normal or halfway normal. The reason I bring that up, another Brian Williams. First, I'm going to play this Biden clip. Another Brian Williams, the New York Times editor, the editor, went on national TV. We'll get to it in a moment. And agreed that Bloomberg spent $500 million and he could have given every American $1 million for that. No, there's not 500 Americans, Dumbo. There's 327 million citizens and about 40 million illegal aliens, depending on how you look at it. So that's not that, brother. He doesn't have enough money to give anybody that much money. Let's do the math. If he's got $78 million divided into the illegal aliens get money too, say 370 million. 370 million, divide that with 78 billion. Let's see how much money you can give everybody. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's how these people operate. As if you're a total moron. I mean, they're running Biden who can't talk, and it hit me the other day. That's on purpose. They're giving us a mentally retarded, stroke-addled dementia patient. And I'm sad that that's the case because we are now a nation of drones and of low IQs. And so in the land of the mentally disabled, you're going to have a king that's mentally disabled, like Idiocracy. Let your head be bigger. This man, I'm not sure, is the smartest man on earth. I'm not sure about that. And he's going to fix all the problems in 1 week. I love that movie. So let's get to Biden first, who doesn't know who was the last president. He refers to Obama as the last guy. Here it is.
They're going to have a conversion of the road to Damascus. Because now you say, by the way, are you going to stick with the president on the following president, the last guy on this issue? And just start naming them, whatever it is.
And so you can say, oh, that's just one little faux pas. No, it's everything. He can't remember anything. Voting Super Thursday. Oh, that's my wife. Wait, that's my daughter. He doesn't know where he is. Now let's go to the next piece here. New York Times editor Brian Williams, not the one that said he got shot down in the helicopter, humiliated after suggesting each American could receive $1 million from Bloomberg's $500 million. No, dude, that's 500 people could get $1 million, not 327 million, not counting illegal aliens. What? But and they're not even retracting it. They're proud of it because they're doing it on purpose. Here it is.
But you see it as a possibility if he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics. And it makes it difficult because what we want.
Now, I've decided to start doing this. I've never lied on air, but I decided to see if you'd catch that because I think you have a memory. That is the Brian Williams that said he got shot down in a helicopter with the New York Times editor. But I just wanted to see if because Gruber thinks you don't have a memory. I think you went, wait a minute, that is Brian Williams, Alex. See? But the average person would buy that. It's incredible. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out. out cold.
Well, that's when we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tyranny is 1776 worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But the broadcast is far more than Alex Jones. It's all of our amazing guests, our incredible callers, the experts, the investigative reports on the street, the live, unfiltered connection between a powerful media network and the people, energized by the truth, protected and empowered by God. We are honored to be here at the tip of the spear. Thanks to your commission, your support of the InfoWar, we are ready for duty and fighting as best we can. Thank you so much for joining us on this live global Friday transmission, March 6, 2020. Mike Adams will be with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. We're going to him here in just a few minutes with huge news. As huge as it can get, we're going to tie it all together and get the best approximation of what's coming up. First, I want to just finish what I was getting into last segment because I was being a little bit silly there. The globalists, the CFR, the social engineers, the psych warfare experts, Jonathan Gruber that wrote Obamacare, said on TV, thank God you're so stupid and have no memory. That's how we're going to triple your prices, because by the time your health care prices triple, which it's now done in the last 10 years, tripled. You'll never know what hit you because you won't remember that we promised you it would make your health care free. And then it would cost a phone bill. And then you could keep your doctor. Well, Biden's out there now. Can't remember Obama's name. Doesn't know his wife from his daughter. Admits it. And this latest piece of footage, Brian Williams, the disgraced scumbag. It's up on Infowars.com. He said he was shot down in a helicopter and got caught lying about it and supposedly retired, but they brought him back because they know you don't remember. This audience remembers. And the New York Times editor, Mara Gay, and MSNBC host Brian Williams faced humiliation after they erroneously suggested that Mike Bloomberg's $500 million ad spend could have been used to give each American $1 million. Folks, when I saw that headline this morning at Infowars.com, I thought it was a joke. And I went and watched the footage, and no one in the comments was going, this is the guy that said he got shot down in a helicopter. He wasn't even in a helicopter. No helicopter got shot down. Nothing was shot at helicopters. But again, no one will remember next week that they said that if you spend $500 million and you give each American $1 million, that's the Americans you can, that's 500 Americans. If you give the amount of money that Bloomberg spent, $500 million, you give $1 million to each person that you can, that's 500. That's not 327 million, not counting the illegal aliens. So we did some math here. I'm just on the calculator during the break. Punch it up for me. If you divide 327 million, I'm no mathematician like Mike Adams, an engineer, but I was able to do this. I'm like a Superman today. I'm actually able to tie my shoelaces. I'm not even good at math. I'm being sarcastic, folks. That's what's scary is that the general public this stuff down. If you divide 327 million, 300, see, this is so stupid. It's so ridiculous. I can't even talk. If you divide 327 million into 78 billion, you get $238.53. That's what each American could have gotten. He spent 200 and something bucks on each person, and it went nowhere because he's so disconnected from reality. He's like spitting on his hands and rubbing food at a buffet and shaking dogs' faces and dressed up like Little Mermaid with the forked tail on and Mary Poppins. And I'm saying all this, and it doesn't sound real, does it? That a dude that says he was shot down in combat in a helicopter, never did it, he's on TV saying Bloomberg could have given every American $1 million. Talk about loaves and fishes, man. So I'm going to stop ranting about this, but just, it actually makes my head not even hurt. This level of ignorance makes it shut down. Since I mentioned it, let's just play the clip and we'll go to Mike Adams. Here's what they said on TV last night. Brian Williams.
But you see it as a possibility if he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics. And it makes it difficult because what we want in...
This is so incredible that it's made me actually probably lose 100 IQ points. Do you realize what just happened? I jumped ahead to the logical fallacy they're involved in, that they think he's got $78 billion. So if he gave all that away, it'd be $1 million per person. So we went ahead and just did the equation into all of his wealth, and of course it wouldn't even be anything. Guys, do the math. What is 500 million divided by 327 million? We're talking about pennies. $1.53. So that's how much you would get in the real mathematical equation. But again, Mike Adams, we'll get into the huge subject when we come back. And I'm sorry for having you here holding while I went into this, but it's just, it's made me not even be able to operate. That they're up there putting a tweet up that producers looked at, that they pre-planned, that she puts up. They've got to know that that's not true. So what's the psyop now to see if they can get away with just false math statistics?
Oh, Alex, they really are that stupid. To give every American $1 million, Bloomberg would have had to spend $327 trillion. Trillion with a T. But nobody in left-wing media can do math. They are mathematically illiterate. So when they talk about global warming and carbon dioxide and sea levels, they're the same idiots who can't do math when it talks about Bloomberg spending. They have no knowledge of numbers. They can't do basic calculations. I mean, this is really about, what, seventh grade math, fifth grade math, maybe? And they can't even accomplish that, which is why they don't understand where this coronavirus is going as well.
And well, we're going to get to that next segment. But what is the phenomenon where I tune into TV and it's worse than Idiocracy? It didn't come in 200 years like Mike Judge predicted in the great, landfill avalanche. We're here, and it's like, it's insane.
Well, and the fact that there were at least three people there at that network that could not find this error, Brian Williams, his guest, and whoever created the graphic, nobody looked at that and said, these numbers can't possibly add up. Nobody. So there's no quality control there. There's no fact-checking. There's no mathematical literacy. And, of course, they don't understand science or politics or
history.
Well,
here's an
example.
I've got a great crew, and I make a mistake sometimes. They don't control what I say, but they'll tell me. I go, oh, yeah, I said that wrong. Everybody does that some.
Yeah, sure.
But how do you sit there and think that $500 million gives 327 million people $1 million apiece? That's like saying 2 plus 2 equals 50,000.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I mean, I make mistakes, too. On your show the other day, I said I was doing projections of the virus. I said 1,024,000. It should have been 1,280,000 because I was just doing the math in my head at the moment. So, yeah, we make mistakes. But these people had a chance to fact check this, and they still mess it up. And it's such an obvious answer. It's not like they're doing exponential math here. It's basic.
Yeah, if you're giving one person $1 million from the 500, that means 500 people get $1 million.
Well, I guess, with Joe Biden saying half the people in America have already been killed by gun violence, and now everybody gets $1 million from Bloomberg, I mean, who needs economics, man? Who knew
that 160-something million people died of, or 170 million died from guns? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're mathematically illiterate. Everybody at that network is as brain damaged as Joe Biden.
And now their candidate is literally a mentally retarded person. One day away from writing on the walls with their feces. I'm sorry, it's insane. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With us for another 30 minutes. We're going right to him in about 60 seconds. Mike Adams, NationalNews.com, Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We have Professor Anthony Hall, who's been very prolific on how deadly this virus really is and predicting what was going to happen, from the University of Lethbridge in Canada, professor of globalism, and he's going to be joining us as well. We're going to have open phones in the next hour. I'll give the number out here at the end of this segment for free-for-all. Briefly, yes, we fund ourselves selling immune-boosting supplements that are documented on record to be good for your body. I mean, NanoSilver is on record taking out viruses and bacteria. It's in our entire line of high-quality silver products, and it's patented, and it's amazing. It's in the Super Silver Wound Gel. It's in the Super Silver Toothpaste. It's in the Super Blue Toothpaste, and it's still discounted at 50% off, even though we're very close to selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. We have storable food. We went and got the biggest, best folks in the last 11 years, My Patriot, and they got the food. They got to package it, but you order it from us, you get it. You get it about five times less than you get it in stores, and it's high quality. They got the food. They got to package it and get it out to you. So InfoWarsStore.com for that. But we also have DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that does clean out every cell in there and helps grow more engine parts inside the cells, the mitochondrial engines That's back in stock. It's all 40% off. The DNA Force Plus, the Turbo Force is back in stock. The Ultra 12 is back in stock. The X2, all of it is 40% off because we're not going to raise prices. In fact, we're going to lower prices during this crisis. We sold out all the immune gargle. More of that gets in end of next week. So you're funding the InfoWar, you're getting great products you need, and you're bolstering your immune system, which I think is even more important than storable food. It's great to have storable food, it's great to have water filtration, that's very important, but boosting your immune system right now is the way to go. Our ultimate turmeric formula, bodies, back in stock, 40% off, very high level curcuminoid, we're known to boost the immune system, protect the body from so many things. It isn't a panacea, it's not perfect, but it's amazing. It's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to try to shut up the next three segments and try to give you the floor. I want to just start with this, though, Mike. The video's up on DrudgeReport.com. Costco customers sprayed with disinfectant at the door. So the same hysteria we saw in China has now begun here. Here it is. This is London. Me and your radio listeners, a man there with a spray bottle spraying people, just blasting them across their hands and body. So now they're building up to what happened in China. We've got ammunition sales soar in response to coronavirus, rationing and robbery, coronavirus outbreak sparks crime wave. I mean, there's just schools getting shut down all over. Whether this thing's super deadly or not, the hysteria the Chi-Coms began has now been set the precedent. And you've got a huge report at naturalnews.com you're going to lay out now. Pandemic projection model shows 2.16 million deaths in the U.S. by July 4th. Again, that's not absolutely what's going to happen. That is just a projection. The best you can do, lay it out for us.
Well, thank you, Alex. Look, the rest of the headline of that is that we'll have 2.16 million deaths in the U.S. by July 4th if nothing is done to halt all domestic travel. I think it's very important to have the rest of that headline together with that story, because this is a theoretical model that shows what will happen if we don't stop domestic travel. And as such, it's not a prediction. We won't actually have realistically 2 million deaths by July 4th because the president will declare a state of emergency. Air travel will be shut down. Cities will be under quarantine. Roadways will have armed checkpoints and so on and so forth. So, in other words, what this model shows is with no restraints whatsoever, with no boundaries, with an R-naught value of only 1.82, this will kill 2 million Americans by July 4th, again, if there's no lockdown. But governors and the president will not allow that to happen. But let's look at the model. The math is solid. And you can bank on this, Alex. The math is rock solid. Not only did I work on it myself, but I had another scientist review it in my laboratory, who's also an organic chemist and a former professor of organic chemistry. We're all good at math. Here's how this begins. By April 4th, this model predicts 580 total deaths by April 4th, cumulative. Now, that 580 deaths from April 4th goes to 10,400 deaths by May 4th. By June 4th, it's 153,000 cumulative deaths, and then by July 4th, it's 2.16 million deaths. Now, at some point, this gets halted, because at some point, governors say, okay, no more travel, shut down all the schools, all the universities, all the roadways, everybody's in isolation for 30 days. That's coming. Trust me on this point. The real lesson from this model is that all of you listening and watching right now, you have probably fewer than 30 days to get prepared, to get everything done. If you need to bug out of the city, if you need to have a relative move in and live with you so you can care for them, if you need to get your preps finalized, you've probably got less than 30 days to get that done. There's no question that this is all coming down. Now, this model uses very conservative numbers. We started the model with only around 600 people infected today. Think about that. I believe there are 10,000 people infected, but the model starts with only 600 because we wanted to keep it really very conservative. The model assumes that people are infectious for 14 days. It assumes a 98% cure rate and only a 2% mortality rate. And there's a 14-day lag time from the time that people get infected to the time that they die or get cured. So by the time you calculate all this in, you get roughly a doubling of the number of cases in a little over 7 days, an R-naught value of 1.82, which is very, very low. Many scientists believe the R-naught value is really about 4 or 5 or 6.6 even, I've seen in some studies. So the bottom line, Alex, is that this is going to force the president to declare what I'm calling kind of a national emergency at the local level, medical martial law. There will be quarantines, there will be checkpoints, there will be probably mobile cremation ovens in American cities, specifically in Seattle, probably in Los Angeles, probably in New York City. Just about everything that you saw in China will be translated to America with slightly less draconian measures. For example, people won't be welded into their apartment buildings in the United States. Let's hope we don't see that. Now, this model, just as another clarification, this is revision one of this model. It's subject to change as more data become available. So for this model, we use data up to yesterday. As more data rolls in, we will update the model. The numbers might go higher, might go lower, but the exponential spread of this means it's a massive emergency, no matter which way you try to sugarcoat it. It also means that the American people are not ready for the isolation that's coming. The average American person thinks that they're going to be able to just go out and buy groceries and take their kids to school and go to the doctor when they need to and take airplane flights for business meetings. All of those things will cease temporarily. It may be months. So I'm recommending right now, if you thought you needed a 30-day, survival plan, you really need more like a 90-day survival plan. Maybe you need a 6-month survival plan. I mean, personally, I go way beyond that, but it's up to you. The point is that the shutdown is coming, and there will be economic consequences that are extreme from this. So, again, look, I don't want to crash the stock market either. We don't want to hurt the American economy. We want Trump to get through this. But Trump is going to be forced into these decisions where workers are going to be sent home. People will have no paychecks. Many Americans.
By the way, Mike, that's what's happening everywhere else. Why is it so much worse in Europe, we're told? Or is there a institutional cover-up of the number of deaths here already?
Well, there's a lag time in the United States, a 30-day lag time caused by the CDC. Great question. I'm glad you asked that. We have to remind viewers that the CDC set up President Trump to be blamed for the explosion that is about to occur. So the CDC intentionally withheld testing kits, even today, right now.
And we were saying this weeks ago, now the Democrats are saying that, so they're putting the script out. This is now confirmed. They're trying this.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we had the public health person of Oregon state that he believed there were maybe 500 infections in Oregon days ago. In Seattle and Washington, as you and I know, there was an outbreak a month ago that was covered up. There are probably thousands of cases in Seattle and the surrounding areas right now. That doesn't even count California.
And you said here over a month ago, that would be the epicenter Seattle. That's what our sources said. There would be a cover-up, that they weren't putting out the kids. They were sabotaging it on purpose. And again, that's the deep state left behind. We're not blaming Trump.
We're not blaming Trump. In fact, Trump has been set up to be blamed. The CDC has always hated Trump. When Trump was elected, people
at the
CDC
cried. He cut their funding massively. This is their revenge.
This is their revenge. And look, the CDC just got $2 billion.
Well, let's say it. He cut their bioweapons BS, which he should.
That's right. That's right. Just as Francis Boyle says, the bioweapons research should be shut down. The CDC is not your friend. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Communication. In essence, they're multiplying the disease across America, I believe, on purpose.
And so, all right, stay there. Back. Let's get back into your study. It's up on InfoWars.com. And I want to be clear. Mike's is a... Let's say there's other big models, universities, others putting out that are much worse. The Pentagon, you see this in the news, thinks 3+ million dead. So I hope none of this is accurate. This is just a model off the numbers we've got. Hour number two straight ahead. You might want to tell folks to tune in. This is important.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.